Welcome to Musical Notes. I'm Chris Cairo, and our special guest today is a real treat. Her name is Gail English. When you were on these cruise ships, how fun that would be.
Oh, it's a blast.
And have you found the same sort of camaraderie?
Exactly.
No matter where you go.
Exactly. Music is a universal language, and love is the key, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gail, did you have lessons, or is this a natural gift that you've honed and developed?
I never had lessons.
See how encouraging. And I like to ask guests that, because there may be some people who maybe have a talent, they're not quite sure, but they're really not up for lessons. And I think it helps to hear.
And everybody should sing. It's really good for you. It's good for your mental health and your physical health. It's good for your respiratory system. And I grew up in a time when we didn't have a radio in the car. So on that drive from Poseyville, where I grew up to Lake Ogibek, 12 hours crossing the straits on the ferry boat, and we sang songs and played games. Everybody sang. My dad was a good singer and played piano by ear, so he was very influential in my love of Sinatra and Patti Page. In fact, he and I went to see Patti Page together. Yeah, that was wonderful.
Where were you able to see Patti?
That was in California. My parents spent winters in Desert Hot Springs, and there was a wonderful concert hall at College of the Desert. So just Dad and I went, and she was amazing. You would have just loved it.
I know. Yeah. And when you're in the audience watching somebody else, do you just want to jump on stage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely.
When you were performing with other musicians, no matter what level the musician is at, what do you look for as far as things you can pass on to them, or vice versa, if that happens at all?
I never thought of it that way. It's really magic when you work with a group and you hit that stride together. And almost everyone I perform with, it's pretty loose. Like, we may never do a song the same way twice. You know, if the bass player's hot and it takes a couple extra licks. I guess the most challenging for me, I've been really blessed to work with Michigan Tech Jazz Lab Band with Mike Irish. And I don't read music well. And rehearsing the first time with them, it's like I was counting measures and please don't let me mess this up, because I want to do it. And that was just a thrill for a singer to have that many musicians behind them, and I got to tour with them a couple years. That was just thrilling. And now it's sort of the full circle is getting bigger. George and I are in the Chug group in Copper Harbor ukulele group.
Uh-huh.
And we are learning to play ukuleles. And I didn't ever think I could catch on to something like that. And it's coming along quite nicely. And it's just a giggle. It's so much fun. And our leaders, Meg Vivian North and her husband, Jim North, have been just wonderful in giving their time and their great patience and leadership to do this. And what a fun group of people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A fun group of people and a fun instrument, a playful instrument.
Uh-huh.
And see, and now you'll be able to play your ukulele and accompany yourself while you're singing.
Yeah, sure. Try to sing and play at the same time.
Right.
But actually, it is coming together. It's just so much fun. And it really, it's sort of flowing out of us. And I thought it was going to be a lot harder.
Yeah.
But once you just practice, I cut my nails.
Yes. Right. And I think of the Hawaiian artist, he was known as Z, a very long, you know who I'm talking about? And played, he had a voice that was equally beautiful. And when he played that little ukulele, and I heard him sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
We're working on that.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was practicing it last night. His version, too, because I'm used to singing the Eva Cassidy version, which I love. So it's another, it's just so good to stretch your brain.
I get the chills just thinking of
it. Yeah, you're going to have to get a ukulele and join us.
Well, I am.
You'd have a blast.
Well, I would have a blast.
My favorite right now is Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Don't Worry, Be Happy. Yeah. That's a fun one.
Yeah.
There are so many things that you can do with instruments, too. What kind of things do you like to do with, like, when you're playing around, when you're just kind of,
scatting.
I know you scat.
Yeah.
How hard is that?
That's easy. And it's really handy when you forget the lyrics.
Right.
Yeah. I love Ella Fitzgerald. Nancy Wilson, all those gals, Lena Horne, oh my gosh.
When you first started, was it difficult for you, or did you just listen to the artists you just mentioned and kind of...
Yeah, I've been listening to them since I could hear. I mean, since I could ask my dad to put a record on or work the hi-fi myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What has music done for you as far as, because it's been such a big part of your life?
Friendship, I'd say that's number one. And then, like I mentioned before, the magic that happens when everything just falls into place, and you really encourage each other. You know, you're listening for your own cues to come in, but also really what the other musicians are doing, and it's all good. It's all good. And now that I'm 64, I've sung in probably for as many memorial services as I have weddings. They happen a lot more now. And that is a blessing when you can share that and bring a smile or a tear or both or and memories. And it's in, I'd like to do more volunteering now, like for nursing homes and things like that, because music is just so good for everyone. It just makes everyone happy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love how powerful and therapeutic it is.
Yes.
Just like you said, yeah. Laughter and tears and just the feeling that people get when they hear it. And especially when they hear it sung well. Like when I hear you sing, I get the chills or I want to cry because it's so beautiful. And it's just, that's nice. I love being a participant as, you know, as much as performing.
Yes. I agree.
Yeah.
And when I saw Ray Charles, I got to see him live at the Tall Ships Festival in Bay City the year before he died.
Oh.
And I just wept through the whole thing. He was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get the chills when you sing, too. I think we got a little couple of girl crush things.
Oh, yeah.
On.
I know. I know. I know. I love Gail English. I'm just going to say it.
I love Chris Cairo.
When you hear her, you're going to love her, too. I promise. Now, how can we get your music?
Well, it's always posted on the local music, and I've been really lucky to do a lot of performing at the Orpheum, and I think Steve Jones and I will probably have something going within the next couple months there. George and I have the Eagle Rock Studio, 4 miles west of Copper Harbor on M26. We're open June through October, but we both, George does a lot of photography, and I paint on glass, and we both do other things too, and we're around all year and available, and we're in the phone book.
In case you don't know this, Gail was a part of the memorial jam for Ken Steiner that Steve Jones organized recently at the passing of Ken Steiner, who was a local musician and just very well respected and well loved in the area. I'm telling you, there was nothing like that night. There was nothing. What a beautiful tribute to Kenny. But also just to see all of the musicians get together, it was something.
It filled your heart.
It filled your heart, and it was beyond magical, mm-hmm. and it was just one of those evenings I'll never forget. You know, so I just want to take this moment to say you did a beautiful job as part of the tribute, and also to thank Steve Jones and all of the people.
Yeah, everybody.
There were so many people that showed up for this memorial jam.
And it's amazing on that note as well. This area supports live music like no other. Mm-hmm. Every night of the week, you can find some live music. I thank all of the restaurant and bar owners and Mike Shoup at the Orpheum. They just do an amazing job bringing people in. Yeah, it's a good place to live.
The area sings with the music of our local talent.
It sure does.
Thank you.
Gail English performing live at the Orpheum Theater with Steve Jones, Ken Steiner, and other talented musicians in our area. When we return, we'll hear more from Gail English. This is Musical Notes on WCCY.